Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm going to be your host and producer this evening, Logan Landers. And joining me, as always, to talk about the 2023 team preview for the Michigan Wolverines, it's my guy, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. How you doing today, sir?
Okay, how you doing, Logan? Jim Harbaugh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ready to talk about this team. And my gosh, what an interesting team it is. Last year was a phenomenal season, but we'll get into that in just a second. Before we get started, if you enjoyed the video today, please like, comment, share, and of course, subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. Team previews, game previews coming up very, very soon. Of course, player interviews, profiles, legends interviews, profiles on them, so much more. Like I said, check us out on Facebook and on YouTube, as well as our podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network, all under same banner, 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. Now, as we do this, I'm going to break down the offense, and Mr. Turner will handle the defense for this Michigan Wolverines team. Well, last year was definitely a strong season for Michigan. I think we can all agree on that. Finished the year 13-1, a perfect 9-0 in the Big Ten. They were right there before getting knocked out to TCU, of course, in the Fiesta Bowl and the College Football Playoff semifinal. A game a lot of people had Michigan winning by a landslide. But TCU, as we know, was the team of destiny last year before getting beat by Georgia in the College Football Finals. We all know how that went. I think the less said about that, the better for a lot of TCU fans out there. But this Michigan team is coming off of a very, very strong year. Let's break this team down and how I think this offense is going to stack up this 2023 season. At quarterback position now, Mr. Turner, for the longest, it seemed like Michigan was just kind of throwing something at a wall there with Cade McNamara, McCarthy. They weren't really sure who was going to be the guy, but they finally found a star quarterback in J.J. McCarthy. McNamara, he has gone to Iowa to see if he can get things rolling out there. Best of luck to him. But McCarthy last year, over 2,000 yards passing, 2,719 to be exact, a solid 22 touchdowns. Only 5 interceptions for the young man. Did a really, really good job at the quarterback spot. I expect more solid play out of him this upcoming year. But I think the guy who took really college football by storm was the running back, Blake Corum. I still can't believe this number. 247 carries last year. 247 for 1,463 yards. Just a tremendous year for the young man. Also scored a whopping 18 touchdowns on the ground. Now, behind him is also another very, very solid running back in Donovan Edwards. Edwards had 140 carries for close to 1,000 yards, 991, a 7.1 average for Edwards, and he got the end zone 7 times. So, obviously, this team is a very dominant rushing team. We all know the numbers they put up last year. Just how they were leading the entire NCAA in terms of their rushing attack. And they have a tremendous two-headed monster right there. Also, McCarthy can get it done too. Let's not forget about him. He ran the ball for 300 yards last year, got in the pay dirt 5 times. So he can get it done with his feet if need be. But man, this team, just those 3 guys I mentioned, they are stacked. But let's keep it rolling though. Let's go on over to the wide receivers. Who's coming back this year? Who's going to be getting ready things to roll on the receiving end of things? So we all know that Ronnie Bell, their top receiver last year, he has been drafted. He is with the San Francisco 49ers. Led the team last year in both receptions and yards. Like I said, 14.3 average. Could be hard to get duplication out of that. But they do have some solid players, bar none. They have Cornelius Johnson, who last year, solid 32 catches, close to 500 yards. He led the team with 6 touchdowns right there. You have your tight end in Luke Schoonmaker. He is gone as well. Stepping in for him is going to be Colton Loveland. Now, we'll see what that can do there. But I think that Colston last year, 16 grabs, a little over 200 yards, got in the end zone twice. Not a whole lot of production, but what I did see I liked out of the young man. Also on that wide receiving core, you have guys like Darius Clement. You also have some young players like Christian Dixon and Peyton O'Leary, just to name a few. Some guys who are kind of unproven. We haven't seen a whole lot out of the bulk of this core. Like I said, a lot of this receiving talent is gone to the NFL. You're bringing in a guy also, Roman Wilson, who is a senior this year. One of the few receiving talents who's coming back. 25 grabs, 376 last year, hit pay dirt four times. So I think there is a little bit of a question mark surrounding this team in terms of their in terms of their wide receiver corps, losing a few guys, but you have some solid play there as well. But overall, man, I think that this team is going to be stacked. You know what you're going to expect, and that is a heavy, heavy dose of a running attack there. And look at the big guys up front. Can't forget about them. Got to show them some love. You got Carson Barnhart, Trevor Keegan as well. Both those gentlemen are seniors. You're also having Drake Nugent, who Drake is a young man coming over from Stanford, transferring over. He is going to be seeing what he can do. Of course, you got Zach Zenter and Miles Hinton right there. So you have a very experienced core right there at the top, at the big guys up front. Hinton's coming over from Stanford as well. So I think this team is, once again, tremendous last year. I'm expecting similar results this year. It is going to be interesting, though. We all know Jim Harbaugh in some trouble off the field. We're not going to get into that, but he is going to be missing the first three games of this season. So we'll see how Michigan can do without their head coach under helm for those three games. But nonetheless, I think that this Wolverines offense is going to be just as stout as it was last year, even though they have lost a few good players. But that's just what happens. If you're a really good team, you're going to lose your good players. But Mr. Turner, the great teams, they build back, they get better each and every year. And I'm expecting even better things from this Michigan Wolverines offense coming into 2023. What are your thoughts on their defensive side of the ball coming into this year?
Well, you look at what they did defensively last year. It was very excellent. They only gave up 97 yards rushing a game, which was sixth in the country. They was fifth in total defense, and they only gave up 16 points a game. But what really bothers me is that in the college semifinals football playoffs against TCU, they gave up two pick sixes, and they gave up 37 points defensively, which totals 51 points. If you would have told me or you before that football game, Michigan was going to give up 51 points to TCU, I think we would have went to Las Vegas and batted and won a lot of money. Now, when you look at it defensively, they back to the days of Charles Woodson, Curtis Green, Aiden Hutchinson, who's playing outstanding football right now with the Detroit Lions, Dave Brown, some of the great football players defensively that played at Michigan, Randy Logan, Jared Irons. But when you look at their defense, I expect their defense is going to be at another high level. They're strong in the D-line. Chris Jenkins is the next big star that's going to play in the NFL. Jalen Harrell is going to be a pass-rushing demon, another NFL prospect. Brendan McGregor is a very good, experienced player. They're real strong at the linebacker position. I think they got two NFL studs right there. Junior Clausen, all Big Ten last year with 101 tackles. Michael Barrett, who's from Valdosta, Georgia, the great state of Georgia, six-year senior, 72 tackles last year. And then in secondary, they got one of the best young cornerbacks in the country, who I predict is going to be first-team All-American, Will Johnson. Not only first-team All-American, but he's going to be All-Big Ten. Played a lot of football as a true freshman. Then they got two real good, strong safeties. Rod Moore, who had 71 tackles on the year last year and two sacks. And then R.J. Moulton. This Michigan team is very strong defensively. And it still bores me to watch them give up 51 points to TCU. If they played 9 out of 10 times, Michigan would have been playing Georgia in the national championship game, and that would have been an interesting matchup. So that being said, the Wolverines, I think they're going to send another notice to the Ohio State Buckeyes this year in the Big Ten.
And we will see what Michigan can do. As we all know, a really good year for the most part last year, but that just – absolutely crushing loss to TCU that not a lot of people saw coming, just dampened otherwise a tremendous 2022 campaign. We'll see what Michigan can do coming into 2023. Final thoughts on the offense. I think that this team is going to be, once again, very run heavy, as we know. But let's not forget J.J. McCarthy, what all he's done and how solid he's going to be. Big question, though. Who's going to step up on the wide receiving core? Is Cornelius Johnson going to make that next big step, or will it be someone else? It remains to be seen. Mr. Turner, your final thoughts on the defense before we end the show here today.
Okay, I'd like to end it with this. This is all my fans, the University of Michigan fans that are from the state of Detroit. God bless, Logan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, hey, if you've enjoyed the episode here today, once again, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live every single week, Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, our podcast available on all major podcast streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, you name it, we are on there. Thanks to our friends at the Believe Podcast Network. As always, Mr. Vincent Turner, thank you so much, as always, for coming on, talking some college football with me, as it is right around the corner. We are just about to kick things off. This has been our 2023 team preview for the Michigan Wolverines. Drop a comment. Let us know what you think Michigan is going to do this upcoming year. We look forward to it, and we will definitely respond with you and go back and forth about it. Once again, I think Michigan's going to be in for another tremendous season, but if you have a differing opinion, please let us know. Once again, we thank you all for tuning in today, listening, watching us at 100 Yards Football. We will talk to you again on another live episode here very shortly. We'll see you then.